All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
So I had mentioned one of Stafford's friends in the media doubling down here. And I don't know. I guess I rolled my eyes the first time Orlovsky did it. You know, the old you don't know number nine like I do. But this is just a little much for me. Now, Mike, what platform was this on?
This was Twitter.
Okay. So Dan Orlovsky, quote, or is it inappropriate to quote a tweet?
No, you're right.
Okay, I'm going to quote this. I try to keep quiet and be respectful to all, but enough is enough, Lions fan. You always got to love it when people start a sentence and then they drop a but in there. Translation. Everything I wrote before this word is null and void. You know, I'm normally pretty understanding, but you're about to tell me how not understanding you are, right? I try to keep quiet and be respectful to all, but enough is enough. Lions fans, I'm all for critiquing someone's performance and all, but he done did it again. He's all for critiquing people's performance, but except when you're doing it right now. It's like a 12-year-old wrote this. But let's not attack someone who's given you his heart, his soul, and guts like Matthew has. He's given the team and the city everything he has all the time. The dude gives everything he has. The least you can do is respect that. To which I say, first, you're his boy. Silence. If you're not going to criticize your boy, you got no credibility. Christ almighty, TJ sat here. I told him the team's probably not bringing him back next year. He makes too much damn money. You do that, I'll listen to you. One, you're his boy. Two, your boy makes almost $30 million a year. So save this last scene, I'll never let you go, Jack, Titanic moment about how Stafford's given us his heart and soul and sweat as if it's a charity. Do you know what Matthew's been compensated with for his heart and soul and sweat and effort? Unspeakable riches. Shut up, Dan. Stop it. You're playing yourself. You're his friend. You don't get to claim you're also being objective when you're not, because you're doing friend stuff. TJ comes on the show, I tell you, I think he plays poorly. Last year I told you, I thought he had an okay year. He didn't have a good year. Okay? That's keeping it honest. It's not a big deal. That's not blowing up another human being and going, dude, you blow. Like, you don't get to play this card. I'm going to read this one more time to you. And then you tell me right now, because I got to be honest, I think Dan Orlovsky needs to stop. He looks silly now. Because above all, it's a production business. Winners and losers, successes and failures. Nobody cares about what you've given. Because no matter what you give, quote unquote, to the city, you've been given 10 times as much. You're not Robin Hood. You're not saving kids from the ghetto, okay? You're a football player. You paid $30 million a year. Yeah, your effort is kind of the minimum. And when you don't win and you don't play well, people are going to criticize you. End. I don't need to hear Stafford's buddy coming out and helping him. Orlovsky, one more time. I try to keep quiet and be respectful to all, but enough's enough. Lion fans, I'm all for critiquing someone's performance and all, but let's not attack someone who's given you his heart and guts like Matthew has. He's given the team and city everything he has all the time. The dude gives everything he has. The least you can do is respect that. You're right. You're right. Because the guy who's going to work, hustling to pay his mortgage, can't bitch about the quarterback who makes $30 million because, quote, he's given his heart to you. Oh. See, this is the problem. Dan Orlovsky is lost in his feelings. He's his friend. And now he's in the media. So Dan doesn't even know what it's like to be a fan. He don't get it. Dan is not in touch with reality here. You're all for critiquing except when it involves your friend, right? You're respectful and all to everybody except when it's the Lions fan coming after your boy. Simple. Matthew makes lots of money to play a kid's game. Matthew tries hard, but doesn't succeed enough. Therefore, Matthew will be criticized by the average fan because that's what happens. He's a public figure. They're fans. Really don't need to hear from Dan Orlovsky on this. Very, very cringeworthy to me. Now, as a sidebar, Sully, you're telling me Bogey tweeted at Orlovsky saying what? You're friends with him?
Essentially, yeah. And those two have kind of been going back and forth.
Oh. Orlovsky responded, yes, I'm friends with him, but I'm honest as well. Well, if the above paragraph is what you wrote, Dan, you don't get to say you're honest. I'd say his greatest accomplishment on the field is taking an organization that was an absolute laughingstock and consistently bringing them into the playoff picture on a relatively yearly basis. Let me get this straight, just so I understand. If Stafford were succeeding, you'd give him all the credit. But he's failing, and you're not going to give him the blame. But what you want to do is say, hey, here's an accomplishment. His greatest accomplishment on the field was taking the team that was bad and making them less bad. I'm telling you that you can't do that. You can't. Like, if you're Dan Orlovsky, sit this one out. Because you only have one choice. Hey, I'm friends with the guy. He needs to be a lot better. Hey, I'm friends with the guy, but he's not good this year. Like, if you're not willing to say those things, sit this one out. Let me get you a cold beverage from the cooler. Sit this one out. This isn't for you. But I think you got a guy who's letting his feelings get in the way here. And it's classic when you write a paragraph with not one but two huge qualifiers followed by but. Save yourself the keystrokes. Don't write what you wrote only to put but there because the but renders what you just said null and void. Hey, I usually don't say mean things about David, but I'm about to spend the rest of the show saying mean things about David. Like, what? Don't do that. I try to keep quiet and be respectful to all, but enough's enough. Lions fans, I'm all for critiquing someone's performance and all, but let's not attack someone who's given you his heart, soul, and guts like Matthew has. He's given the team and city everything he has. The dude gives everything he has. Pretty sure you already said that, Dan. The least you can do is respect that.
I don't like how he's like scolding the fans. Enough is enough. Like, don't tell the fans how to feel.
Right. What a burden to bear, Dan. Normally, I try to stay quiet. But this the dude will not abide. I must speak up. Why? Because your friend is getting crushed by former NFL players? Hey, want to put it on the fans? That's fine. Better include Boomer Esiason, Dan. Better include Rich Gannon, Dan. Better include Jim Miller, Dan. This whole thing is ridiculous. If you're a Stafford defender, be quiet. Maybe you should have taken your own advice. Be quiet. Fans have a right to be upset. He's paid an ungodly amount of money and has produced no results. So his heart and soul and guts appreciated. It's still not good enough. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.